This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, rain and mud in the land of sunshine, homes and swimming pools sliding away in Southern California. But first, fresh from helping to re-elect President Bush, some conservative Christians have turned their political clout to what they see as their biggest moral battle, the confirmation of the president's judicial nominees. In the last Congress, Senate Democrats managed to block 10 of President Bush's appeals court nominees. Now, evangelical leader Pat Robertson says he'll leverage his power to force Senate Republicans to push through those nominees. In a recent speech, he said he'd withhold support for Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist's possible run for the presidency if Frist does not get the judges approved. Robertson says the runaway judiciary is the biggest problem facing evangelicals, and he cites the example of abortion.
Some people may say, well, I'm for abortion, I'm for limited abortion, or I'm against abortion. That isn't the issue. The issue is who should make the determination. Should it be made by five unelected judges sitting in Washington? Or should it be made by the legislatures of the several states? And my point is that these legislatures, if people don't agree with them, they can vote them out of office, but they have no way of touching the judges. Well, the same thing is true now with a very contentious issue that was settled recently in Massachusetts by a tiny majority. It's a seven-member court. Four of seven judges said, well, we're going to legalize homosexual marriage. Well, this goes against the tenets of this country for hundreds of years. And the legislature is against it. The people are against it. But in order to overturn the ruling of four judges, they've got to take it to a referendum, which could take a couple of years. And I just think it isn't a question of whether it's good or bad. It's a question of who makes the decisions.
Well, in terms of Supreme Court nominees, do you favor then a litmus test on abortion or any other issue?
Well, no, in my speech, I said just the opposite. I know Senator Kerry said he wanted a litmus test that any judges he appointed would guarantee that they would support the ruling in Roe versus Wade. What I said was basically the opposite. I said I want judges who are committed to the strict construction of the Constitution, who will agree to abide by the written letter of the Constitution and those documents such as the Federalist Papers, which illuminate what the founders intended. And if we are going to change the Constitution, it should be done by an amending process, which is in the Constitution. But courts shouldn't amend it. The idea of a malleable Constitution that is in the hands of the courts and the Constitution is whatever the judges say it is, I think that's wrong.
So you are planning on exerting political pressure on the Senate to confirm President Bush's judicial nominees. How are you going to do that? How will you exert that political pressure?
Well, vox populi, I think, is very important. I have a television network that has hooked into it about 200 broadcast stations and quite a few homes on the internet. I think there are about 83 million homes on the cable network, and we're on other programs as well. So I can just speak out and ask people to call their senators. I do believe, from what I gather right now, that Senator Frist has the votes. He says he has the votes to cut off debate. The Constitution gives the Senate the power of advice and consent. In other words, they can advise the president, they can consent. But there's nothing in the Constitution that says you have to have a 60-vote majority in the Senate in order to get confirmation of judges. And these filibusters that have been used recently against some very fine judges, these filibusters have been unconstitutional. And the Senate, I just think the majority should say, look, we want an up-and-down vote. We want these people to be voted on. If you're against them, we'll vote against them. If you're for them, vote for them. And then let's have an honest process. Let's not have a filibuster.
And in the next election, in the next presidential election, are you going to hold Republicans like Bill Frist accountable if these judicial nominees do not get through?
He has the power to do that now, and the Republicans in the Senate have the power. And let's face it, I've been a great advocate, a vociferous advocate for Republican majorities in the Congress, and worked very hard, I think, in 1994 to bring that to pass. I think if they fail in this issue, I will certainly, let's put it this way, lose my enthusiasm for either giving them money or supporting them. But Frist is a good guy. He's going to make it happen, and he's got to do that. There's no choice in this matter. It's too important to the base of the Republican Party to let this thing go by.
Evangelical Christian leader Pat Robertson, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
More coming up on Day to Day from NPR News.